Yeah, see, I can do all those other things that you were talking about. I did those things with Champ, my dog. I provided for him. I provided shelter for him and everything. But you know what? Me and Champ never prayed together. I mean, I did receive a little bit of counseling from him. I would tell him all my woes. I'd pet him and go, look, oh. He would go, woof. We never got in an argument. But you can't pray with a dog. Amen. I can share the word with him, with her. Okay, but he couldn't understand any word. Amen. Praise God. So you could pray regularly with. That's what a kingdom man is. I believe it's a responsibility for husbands to pray with their wives. It's a responsibility. Just like how it's a responsibility for men to pray with their children. It's not the woman. Well, that's woman's work. Well, it is, but it's also his work, too. It's both work. To read the Bible story together. Read the story before we go to bed. This, that, and the other thing. Psalm 128, verse 3 says, thy wife shall be a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house, and children like olive plants round thy table. The way God designed the family to be led, particularly by a father, is around the table. Now, you might not be around a table physically, but eat together as a family and try to eat together and impart to each other. Now, the Jewish family did not sit at a table just to eat. See, the table was a place for teaching and listening and knowing and leading. And the time you spend with your family should never be a second thought. Just like how you need to spend time with God, you need to spend time with your family. Oh, okay. And so it should always be your first thought. Now, my point number four this morning is, what does God want? What does he want? Even in a family, your family should be a little bit of heaven. That's what it should be. Remember I said how decisions will affect things? And you say, well, I'm a family of one. Then when you go home and you're by yourself, it should be a little bit of heaven. It should be a little bit of heaven when you come home to your place. Now, with the church, when people come into church, church should be a little bit of heaven. Amen. They've been out there in the world all day. But when they come through these doors, it'd be like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to experience heaven today. Because we're the kingdom of God. We're the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Hey, just as Satan seeks to break up the family, Satan seeks to break up a community of believers. The church. Satan tries to make the church anemic. Anemic means weak. But we're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to be forceful. We're supposed to be impressive. Amen. I praise God. Remember, we got a new carpet out in the lobby. Hey, when we got a new carpet, then people came in. They were like, hey, this is the kingdom of heaven. Yes. Can I take my shoes off? You know, when we got this new rug, kingdom of heaven. I was talking to Dr. Moss about that. He said he went up to Canada in a church up there. He got the priest in the church. He said, Pastor Chris, he said, man, this church was impressive. He said, ooh. And that church believed God and they moved forward and they took it up a notch or two. And when people were there, they were like, hey, they're connected with heaven. They're connected with God. Amen. See, and God is a God of unity. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Ephesians 4, verse 3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Ephesians 4, 13 says, till we come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That's a mature man. That's how we started out the year. Maturing, growing in grace. Unto a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See, but many people have come to view the church for its convenience. It's more like a help me club. Now, I understand that at first. You know, when people first come in. It is because that's how they see us. But after a while, it's just not a help me club. Or a bless me. Bless me club. Serve me. Come on, serve me. If you don't serve me, I'm going to go somewhere else and get served. You know, I can go down to Kentucky Fried Chicken. They'll serve me quick. Amen. Amen. I'm with you, Pastor. We all go down to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Get a bucket of chicken, finger licking good. Amen. No, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And what we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. This is where the power is. Amen. This is where the power. The church is, again, I said before, is to be like an embassy. And an embassy is a group of people who are under ambassador. And they represent their country and their heaven and their king. We're representing King Jesus. That's who we represent. Amen. We're representing Jesus. And one of the primary church's roles is to create an environment that fosters discipleship. And what is discipleship? People say, well, I don't need to be a disciple. Yes, we all need to be disciple, to learn and to grow. Like in the fall, we're going to go ahead and do SOM again. We're going to do school ministry again so we can learn and grow and continue to develop leaders in our church. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and do that. So the church, the job of the church is to hold up the standard of truth. I don't know if you saw it on the news again. Okay, they're talking about the Presbyterian churches ordaining homosexuals. How many of you saw that? Did you see it on the news? Okay. No. We're going to uphold the standard of truth. We're going to uphold the standard of the word. And we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that. We got to go with God's word. We got to put the word to the work. We got to sow the word the way God said to sow it. Well, I want to sow it my way. No, you need to do it the way that the owner's manual tells you to do that. If you got a car and it says use 10W30 oil, put then 10W30 oil in there. Amen. Don't put 10W40 in there. You'd be like, how come it feels kind of sluggish? Well, the reason why it feels sluggish, you put the wrong oil in there. Amen. So we need to follow the directions. Praise God. And so Jesus was the best mentor ever. Jesus was the best. He took 12 men and he mentored them. And most of them were unlearned and ignorant. They might not have been able to even read. But Jesus preached to them and he taught them. Praise God. Jesus was the best mentor. Amen. And men are to mentor men, and women are to mentor women. Amen. They're to mentor women. And many Christians today are spiritual orphans. Yeah. They don't have no daddy, and they don't have no mommy. Now, if somebody was an orphan, what do you want to do? What would you do with an orphan? Somebody who doesn't have a mom and somebody who doesn't have... You adopt them. You try to mentor them. You try to bring them in. There's a lot of people out there. They don't have any spiritual leadership. They don't have any mommies. They don't have any daddies. And I believe, church, it's our job. It's time for an intervention. Amen. It's time to butt in and meddle with people. But I don't want to butt in. You know what? I believe we're supposed to be led by the Holy Ghost. And I believe we're supposed to butt in. Because if we don't butt in, who's going to butt in? And then people say, well, it's not none of our problem. Not none of our problem. If everything is okay here in the church, that's all we'll be happy about. No, that God has called us to the world. And he's told us to affect the world, to change the world. Our mission... also, too, a lot of times people say, and we do help support people in across the sea and foreign missions many times. But I believe our mission is right here. Our mission is right here. A lot of people don't see that mission. They go like, what are you doing? And they talk to me before and they go, Pastor Chris, what in the world are you doing? What is going on? Have you lost your mind? Right. Well, Sister Belinda said, I have the mind of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Our mission field is across the street in our neighborhood. Your mission is right where you live. Right where you live. You mean that next door neighbor? That crabby old lady who lives next door? Yes! And I pray for her a lot, too. Not yours, mine. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. And the spiritual law works. The spiritual law. Spiritual laws work. Say it with me. Say, spiritual laws work. Amen. Romans 8, verse 2 says, the law, spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that made me free from the law of sin and death. The power of God's word in the law works faith. Gravity works all the time. And all the time. I'm going to take Sister Belinda's thing. See this here? It's her little water bottle. Right? Gravity. Are you watching? It went down. Glory to God. What's going to happen this time? Same thing. It's going to work again. We do it again. Look at this. It did it every time. Who did that? That was Newton's law, right? Newton's law. God's word is exactly the same. And people say, oh, it doesn't work. Yes, it does. I'm telling you, it does. Like Luke 6:38, we talk about it all the time. If you do Luke 6:38, it will work. It will work. It works every time. Now, you need to have faith, because that's part of how it works. Well, I didn't believe it was ever going to work. You're working it. You're actually working it in reverse. Pastor Mark used to say it all the time. People say, oh, it's not working. I don't believe it's working. For number one, your confession is all messed up. And what you confess is what you're possessing, and so it's working. Death and life are the power of the tongue, and they that love us who eat the fruit thereof. You're working this, baby, but you're working it exactly backwards. But we need to work it the right way. You know what? I'm believing God is going to be working more and more in your life and my life. Amen. We're going to work it like we never worked it before. Glory! Amen. And healing and prosperity and blessings of God. Amen. God's word works all the time. All the time. Will people be saved if they confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior? Yes. How many times will it work? It will work every time. It will work every time. And so who would want you to agree with the other way? The devil. The devil wants you to say it won't work. The devil will try to say that. No, agree with God. And don't tell God what the devil said. See, sometimes we do this. I've been there, done that, bought that t-shirt. Yeah, but the devil said this, Lord. The devil said that. Nope. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to put God in remembrance of his word. The Bible says, put God, Isaiah 43, verse 25, 26 says, put God in remembrance of his word. So you just tell God what he says in his word. Tell God what he said. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 says, the same spirit of faith, according as written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, therefore speak. So the spirit of life is in God's word. It's in God's word. The force of faith is in God's word. Believing God is a decision that you must make. Remember I said decisions affect things? So if you believe God, just go ahead and make a decision. And confession makes thrust. When you say it with the words of your mouth, okay, and faith is in your heart. The word of faith is neither even in the heart, even in the mouth, the word of faith which we preach. Okay, so it's the thrust. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. It's like if I was an airplane, okay? And when I had an airplane, I got my arms out here, you know, okay. And I got a whole load of gasoline in me, airplane fuel. That's the power of God, right? And then, so you're just standing there. And guess what's happening? Nothing. And you say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Amen. With a long life will he satisfy me and show my salvation. But you know what most people do? They just stay there, like this here. And nothing. Like, God, give me some more gas! And he's like, gook, 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 gook. But guess what? You got to start the motor. Amen. And the law will lift. And next thing you know, you'll be flying all over the place in the spirit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Pastor Chris, look at my new Cadillac. Hey, yeah. Hey, look at my husband. Yeah. Hey, you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. See, confession is to your faith that thrust is to an airplane. Confession is the motor of the airplane. And you got to get yourself. The Holy Ghost is the power. The Holy Ghost is the gasoline. So I've done this video. I'm like, God, give me some more gasoline. He'd be like, man, you got a tanker behind you. Come on. You do something. Amen. So without thrust, don't pull back on your confession. When you're having a hard time, you're like, oh, I don't know. I know my leg is hurting. My leg is hurting. My leg is hurting. Wait, remember, you're that airplane. You're setting it in park. No, by His stripes, I'm healed. Hey, amen. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases. Amen. Amen. And that's how it works. That's how it works. Amen. So don't pull back on your confession. Now, faith works on principles, not formulas. Okay, what is a principle? A principle is a foundation, fundamental law of God's Word. A formula is something set form used in a ceremony. I grew up with formulas where they said, this is the prayer, and you say it like this. You know, and you would just go, beep, 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 beep. See, that's a formula. Formulas don't work. And you say, well, okay, how do I say that prayer again, Pastor Chris? See, that's what I'm saying here. Are you with me? How do I say that prayer again? I've got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. No. It could be, help me, Lord. Amen. But if you said it in faith, amen. And Lord, I thank you. You're helping me. Oh, you're always with me. You said you would never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. But don't do a formula prayer. Formula prayers don't work. You have to do a principle for prayer. First is facts, then is faith, then is feelings. Feelings. Yeah, but I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. So what? Abraham probably didn't feel like he was the father of many nations, but he believed God. He believed him. First is fact. What is the fact? Fact is the word of God. Then we put faith. And then feelings is last. Feelings is the caboose. Yeah, but I don't feel like I love my wife. I don't feel like I love my husband. Don't say that. Don't say it. Just say, oh, Lord, I thank you. I love my husband. You understand what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, your plane is taken up. Because that is what? That's faith. That's faith. That's faith. Amen. So activate the promises of God. And as I close here, and I continue to believe in hope. Have hope. Amen. Thank you for hanging with me here this morning. You say you went longer. No, we had communion for 25 minutes. okay. Yeah, okay. And it says, who against hope believed in hope. Believe in hope. Have your hope. Whatever you're hoping for. Are you hoping for something here this morning? I want you to be hoping for something. Amen. Be hoping for something. And believe in hope that he might come the father of many nations according to that which is spoken. So shall I be seed. And be fully persuaded that God can do it. That God's word will work for you. Amen. Now, if you're not fully persuaded, what do you need to do? You need to get in the Word. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by. Well, I'm not fully persuaded that if I give that God's going to bless me. Then you need to get into the Word. And not in guilt and condemnation, because that's not going to do nothing. Get into the Word until you're fully persuaded. Until you're fully persuaded that God is able to perform what He has promised. That you will. Because some people aren't fully persuaded, so they don't get in those little airplanes. I've gotten in them before. You need to be fully persuaded that it's going to fly. I was in those little Piper ones with the one engine on the front with the little thing that spins around. And I was like, hey, and I was with my cousin. I said, you got your license? He's like, yeah. I should have asked him if we had enough gas because we didn't. And then God had to do a miracle. But I was fully persuaded that God could do a miracle and multiply gas. And He did. Amen. I don't forget that day. Amen. So you need to be. See, growing in faith is a process. And we exercise our faith. It's continuing to grow and grow and grow. And so that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. This bless you today. Amen. So what do we need to do? We got to go ahead and do it now. We got to go ahead and do it. And if you're here and you say, well, Pastor Chris, I haven't been putting God first. Well, then I just ask you to repent. Amen. Just receive his grace and you can change. Amen. Can't you change? Say, I can change. Amen. You say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Not like Possum Lodge or a Red Green Show. I can change. I'm a man and I can change if I have to. No. No, we can change. We can do all things through Christ. So who does it start with? It starts with you. Right. It starts with you. Well, we'll go ahead and close in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word that's gone forth today. And Father, I thank you will not return void, but accomplish what you please, and it shall prosper where to you send it. Father, I pray you help us to be doers of the word. Help those people here who are just kind of recommitting in their heart today. Recommitting their heart to you to change and to do better. And I thank you for your grace being there. Help us with our confession that we would boldly confess what you say in your word, Father God, and that we would act on it. We thank you that fruit will come forth. And Father, also help us as we share these biblical truths with other people. As we mentor young men and young women, it would help them and affect and change their lives forever. And we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. We'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I love you. God bless you.